We will continue our study of the Good News in 7:1 with Lesson 4 on repentance. What does it mean to repent? It actually means to turn back, and it is to stop doing bad things and start doing good things. And so what are some bad things that you feel you should stop doing? What are some good things that you feel you should start doing? Jesus himself commands repentance. In Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, we read, "There were present at that season some who told him," Jesus, "about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Are those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Jesus commands repentance. God commands repentance. In Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31, we read where Paul, having been inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, "Truly the times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commands men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead." In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, we read, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul also writes to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 26, and says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another." Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, and says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." In James chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin." So sin is not just doing bad things that you shouldn't be doing. It's refusing to do good things that you should do. In Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, Paul wrote, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sins might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Many will say that because of the good news, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, we can live as we please, and grace will cover all sin. But Scripture teaches us that we must stop doing bad and start doing good. We must repent because of the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. God is no longer overlooking ignorance. He will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ. How can we be crucified with Christ today? Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 4 shows us that we begin that process in the waters of baptism. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We go into the waters of baptism with sin. Our sins are washed away. We come up out of the waters of baptism prepared to walk a new life. That's why Peter said in Acts 2:38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." If we continue in Romans 6, now verse 5 and 6, it says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that henceforth we should no longer be slaves of sin." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 39, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Remember when we go from out of Christ into Christ? We're baptized into Christ. We read that in Romans 6, and we read that in Galatians 3. Galatians 6:15 says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creature." In Christ, it doesn't matter if you're of the circumcision, a Jew, or you're of the uncircumcision, a Gentile. What matters is that you're a new creature. We must deny ourselves. Love all others, but love all others less than we love Jesus Christ. We must take up our cross and follow him. We must bury the old man in the waters of baptism and rise up to walk as new creatures in him.